With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. It's been in the works for some time now, and it looks like it's finally here. The Swine Health Information Center is supporting a near real-time domestic swine disease monitoring system that will generate information useful for economic and animal health decision-making. Now, you've probably heard of the swine flu, which is not only a big problem for hog farmers, but it's also an issue for people who come in contact with infected hogs. Swine Health Information Center Executive Director Dr. Paul Sundberg says the data will be available in 2018 with reports released on a regular basis.
But first of all, we're putting together the process. We've got to verify the process. We've got to know what we're getting into, know what we're doing, and verify that it's accurate and verify that we can do it, and then release that periodically. So I think initially you'll see it a little slower, but not any less than monthly. But we're going to go to weekly reports very quickly, and then we'll see if we can go to something that can be that real-time type of update of information.
Dr. Sundberg says the goal of the new system is to, one, allow for the identification of emerging disease trends, two, assist in the quantification of the economic impact in specific regions, as well as to aid the progress of regional disease control programs. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.